From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. Embassy in Israel advised American citizens to leave the Gaza Strip today. The warning came after three Americans, identified as security guards, were killed when a roadside bomb exploded underneath a diplomatic convoy. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, which also wounded a fourth person in the vehicle. Condemnations came swiftly from President Bush and the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Peter Kenyon went to the scene of the attack and has this report.
The road south from the Erez crossing into the Gaza Strip is heavily traveled by Palestinians, international aid workers, diplomats, reporters, and from time to time the pavement is torn up by the tread of Israeli tanks. But in the 3 years of this intifada, the people of northern Gaza had never seen a fatal attack against American officials here. A crowd of Palestinians gathered around the overturned wreckage of the silver Chevrolet. Shattered bulletproof glass was scattered near the 3 to 4 foot crater left in the road by the bomb, which may have been detonated by remote control. Local shop owner Mutia Abdul Wahad came running over when he heard the blast.
And I was running toward, I was the first arrived where I saw half a body laid on his face. And another half a body, like 30 meters from the explosion.
The State Department identified the victims as employees of a Virginia security firm on contract to the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv. They were accompanying American diplomats into Gaza. U.S. Envoy John Wolfe was not in the convoy. Eyewitness Abdul Wahad said the men in the car were clearly armed.
So the Palestinians, the crowd who were around the car after the explosion, they were taking out like weapons and grenades and some pistols.
U.S. Ambassador to Israel Dan Kircher said the diplomats were heading into Gaza to interview Palestinian academics who had applied for Fulbright scholarships to study or teach in the U.S. Kircher said the U.S. would continue its efforts for peace in the region, even as the FBI is called in to help identify the bombers.
We are shocked by this latest terrorist outrage. The United States government will investigate fully and work with the relevant authorities to bring to justice those responsible for this senseless and brutal attack.
Who exactly the relevant authorities might be at this point is uncertain. Israeli officials said the bombing proves that the Palestinian Authority is doing nothing against terrorist groups. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa condemned the blast and said the Palestinians would investigate. Other officials called for a joint U.S.-Palestinian investigation. Both the Hamas and Islamic Jihad factions denied responsibility for the bombing. Hamas did claim a separate attack on an Israeli jeep in Gaza shortly after the blast. Kircher said this was not the first attack on an American convoy. An official U.S. car was attacked in Gaza in June, causing no injuries. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat called the bombing devastating to a long-sought but difficult Palestinian goal, increasing the American and international presence in the West Bank and Gaza Strip in an effort to restart the peace process.
We are people without tanks, without armies, without navies, and our way to protect Palestinians have been to call upon international monitors to come. This will be used now by the Israelis in order to destroy the idea of international monitors on the ground. We have volunteers, Americans, Europeans, British, all over the West Bank and Gaza. Never, never in the history of this conflict have Palestinians targeted Americans or foreigners.
But as the first U.S. personnel arrived at the scene of the Gaza bombing today, Palestinian anger was in plain sight. The Americans, foreign journalists, and Palestinian security men were pelted with stones, forcing the Americans to duck back into their cars and speed away. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.